We provide integrated bed nets to all people free of charge in all, especially in malaria endemic Zobas. My latest data that I have is from the October 23 malaria indicator survey. And this survey, if I focus on Gashparka, which is a malaria Zoba, the biggest Zoba in the country, 76% of children under 5 years of age slept under bed nets the previous night. So this is one of the important indicators that show these bed nets are accessible to everybody, including the rural areas. So with this high impact interventions like bed net and indoor residual spraying, at least we are able to manage the reduction of malaria morbidity and mortality in the country. The other issue is the water wash programs, water and sanitation programs. Our main strategy here is to make all rural villages in the country or open defecation free. This is basically a community-led sanitation program, and I believe that we have succeeded in this endeavor, because our figure from the reports of the Zoba, almost 93% of the Eritrean villages have declared ODF free status. So this is a progress to the future, you know, for reducing diarrheal diseases, reducing infectious diseases. Water is the most important thing. My colleagues, you are mentioning, Eritrea is building a lot of dams throughout the country, mega and mini dams. So this is securing the water resource in all the villages and urban areas of the country. So with these investments, we are expecting to see the reduction of any diseases related to water and vector-related diseases. HIV response